Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio are Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And Mike Maurer, Chief Deputy and Emergency Management Director for Blue Earth County. Welcome to the program, Mike.
Good morning.
So last week, we kind of got a brief overview of what disaster preparedness looks like in rural Minnesota, but you also mentioned that in smaller communities, this real small towns and agricultural communities, it seems like those towns really kind of pull together in a disaster and help neighbors in a way that perhaps doesn't happen in larger communities, and particularly metro communities. It just looks different. Can you kind of maybe give me an example of what it looks like from the perspective of the disaster management people?
I can tell you when the storms went through Lake Crystal a year ago, the heavy winds. I worked together directly with the mayor and the city administrator and their public works director and their utilities director, and we just did our emergency management planning right on Main Street, right in front of the public works building. That's where it was, because a lot of the roads were closed. There was no power in town. The electrical worker contacted numerous power companies from around. We got numerous trucks in. The maintenance guy went around and made sure to get all the roads back open by just pushing the trees away with heavy equipment. And the mayor and city administrator and I stayed right on Main Street. So when people came into town with questions, they were there. They would be able to answer. And everybody worked together to get the city back to normal. Within 48 hours, power was on in the whole community. We had high school students out helping, the football team out helping clean up people's yards that couldn't clean them up. And within 48 hours, you would have hardly been able to tell the storm went through town.
You know, that's a really great example when you talk about like the football team coming together and doing something like that. I mean, that's a real sort of small town solution, right? I mean, that just totally rings true to me.
That's your workforce.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to go to the areas where you have the abilities to get the resource. And a lot of times, power companies just need the trees pulled out of the way so they can get the truck up and hang the lines. You know, with all the power killed in a community like Lake Crystal, with all the power dead, it's safe to go anywhere you want. You don't have to worry about, you know, somebody stepping on a down line, you know. So we were able to do that. We were careful with the kids. They all had supervisors. They all signed waivers. You know, the city's liability helps protect it when you do volunteer waivers. And that was the workforce. And they did a great job. And the community respected that. Many, many good comments about how they thought that was really, really neat to do. And besides, we got all the parks cleaned up, which would have required, you know, public workers and probably overtime to clean all those up. So they saved the community a whole bunch of funds by that also, because that was small enough where it wasn't able to go after state disaster funds or federal disaster funds because the dollar amount didn't meet the thresholds needed.
Right. Well, next week we should maybe touch on some of the man-made potential disasters that are out there, like train derailments and so forth. But we've run out of time this week. Mike Maurer is Chief Deputy and Emergency Management Director for Blue Earth County. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.